Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you, to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
The live cattle and feeder cattle markets rallied back to finish the day higher on the day. Currently, the feeder cattle index is 132.57, which was up $2.13 yesterday. The April feeder cattle up $1.87 to settle at 121.92. So we're about $11 or so discount to the index. Still have 30 days to go, but April now the front month and a pretty good discount. Maize were up $2 here at 122.90. The bigger move in the cattle market came on the live cattle futures. They finished up the limit in some months. The April, which is the front month, finished at 101.82, up 262. But the June's up $3, which is the limit at 92.07. So quite a bit of volume there, 21,000 contracts and up the limit. So a pretty good day for the live cattle. The cash, of course, last week was around 119, so a pretty good discount as well. Just like in the feeder cattle, we're about twice that amount in the live cattle. And the lean hog futures, similar here. We were actually down $1.75 in April at 52.20. May's down 15. June up about 55 cents. Packer margins right now are still pretty positive here at $422 a head for beef, about $25 a head for pork.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey cattlemen, more producers use Cydectin, Moxidectin, than any other Puron cattle dewormer. It's the number one selling branded cattle dewormer on the market, providing broad spectrum control of 33 parasite species and stages. So treat your cattle with Cydectin this season, because you have nothing to lose except parasites. Visit your local retailer or go online to BayerLivestock.com for more information. Remember to keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Today we had a USDA prospective planting and quarterly stocks report for the grains. The report had some pretty surprising numbers on it. The biggest one came on the corn planted acres. We were looking for somewhere around 94.3 million acres planted, and the number was closer to 97 million acres. So pretty bearish there for corn. Beans were lower than expected at 83.5 million acres. We were looking for 84.8. So a lot of people were looking for actually maybe more beans and less corn, but it was the opposite. Cotton acres were anticipated at 13.7 million acres, where the average guess was 12.7. So about a million more cotton acres than expected. All wheat was 44.65 million, slightly lower than the 44.98 million planted. So the report in terms of planted acres was bearish corn and bearish cotton, maybe a little bullish wheat and maybe a little bullish beans. The other part of that report was the quarterly stocks. Wheat stocks were 1.412 billion bushels. The average guess was 1.43, so a little bullish there. Corn was 7.95 billion bushels, where the average estimate was 8.1. And then soybeans, 2.25 billion bushels. The average guess was 2.24.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.